Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben Starr, and Joanna Tovia is joining us on the line. She's been to Bangladesh and she's been following a very interesting story. I suppose, would you call it a social issue story, Joanne?
Yes, it's quite a powerful social issue story and something that I think the global community definitely needs to know about.
And as a journalist, I suppose you go on these trips with an open mind thinking, well, I'm not going to have any thoughts till I get there, or do you research before you leave?
Well, I went with a photographer, and we travelled about 4 hours from the main city, and Save the Children took us inside this brothel, which is actually the biggest brothel in Asia. The women live and work there. Their rooms are about 2 metres by 2 metres, and they live there with their children. So that was quite confronting. They're just corrugated iron and brick shacks, and the streets are filled with garbage, and it's horrific, actually.
It would be just terrible.
It was. It was hard to see and to know that these women have no choice. A lot of them are sold into the brothel when they're children,
right,
or when they're about 12 years old. And then they owe the landlady that they've been sold to the money. They have to pay back the money that the landlady's paid for them. So they're stuck there and entertaining, you know, up to 10 clients a night at 12 years old. So that's fairly confronting, and, of course, a lot of them fall pregnant, so there's a lot of children around. A lot of them are just left in the streets to fend for themselves while their mothers entertain clients. So that was probably the most confronting thing, especially seeing the young toddlers running around with no clothes on without their mums.
It is confronting. So then how do you put it into a story to change the world?
Well, the work that Save the Children's doing in the brothel, they've been working there since 1996, is actually really positive and really hopeful. So, I mean, I guess my job is to outline the issues because they are terrible, but 20 years ago it was a lot more terrible. So Save the Children has put wealth into the community. The people there, the sex workers, are no longer thrown in the river when they die. They're buried. They're allowed to wear shoes. Save the Children has built a preschool and a school. So for part of the day at least, those children, you know, from as young as 3, are taken away from the brothel and given lessons and kindness from teachers.
I suppose it's a vicious circle too, because, you know, if that's what mum became, it's highly likely if you're a daughter or a son of hers that that's what you'll become as well.
That's the problem. And the clients there demand, well, the biggest demand is for the youngest girls. So once a woman hits about 30, she's no longer wanted. She's old. She's past it. And so because there's no other option for her to make money, she has no choice but to involve her children in the same business, because without income, they starve.
And there's no way that these people can ever get out of that cycle of that land person or the woman owning them.
Well, no, that bondage period only lasts for about 3 years.
Right.
But to get out, a lot of them a lot of the previous generation are illiterate. They have no other skills. And there's nowhere for them to go. If they arrived at 12 years old or are born into it, that's all they know.
So education is what you're saying is really the key to snapping this, changing the whole wheel.
It's a start, a start,
So what can people do to help in this type of situation?
Well, Save the Children Australia and Save the Children New Zealand are funding different projects here. So go online and donate, and you can specifically request that your money goes to this program. And it really is making a massive difference to see these children laughing and playing and learning. At the preschool, I sat down in some of the classrooms and played with the kids. It was just so wonderful. So.
Well, Joanna, very sad story that you had to go and report on, with probably a lovely outcome in the fact that at least you're talking about it and getting the word out there to people. And as you say, if people want to get behind it, they can jump online to Save the Children and donate through that way.
That's a pleasure, Ben.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.